there is a huge movement among young people to have possession of guns, but illegally, not legally, illegally. So I was trying to figure out a way to address the issues that we face in the urban core. And what I did was go around to different states and try to figure out legislation that has already been passed and is in law to figure out why or how we can approach this situation. And so before you, as you know, you have Senate Bill 124, which does three things. Creates the offense of failing to prevent illegal firearm possession, creates the offense of negligent storage of a firearm, and thirdly, requires a parent or guardian to notify the school district or the governing body of a private or charter school that the parent or guardian owns a firearm. What we have found in one of the cases, a 12-year-old killed another 12-year-old, is that grandpa left his gun out. And it was simply on the bed. It wasn't underneath the pillow. It was just out. So anyone could use it, and obviously a 12-year-old saw it, used it, and killed another 12-year-old. We had another situation in the district where gang members drove around and decided to just shoot someone's house up and unfortunately shot a 16-year-old girl. We had another situation where a gang member decided to kill one of our students who was at the alternative school who was putting his life back on track. I knew that this was going to be controversial. I'm very glad and appreciative of you guys allowing me to present this legislation. And I know that we have some cultural differences when we are approaching the issue of gun violence and gun possession. I wanted to deal with the district, though, and I realize that every single person, if they have a legal firearm, they should not be prohibited from using it in a safe way. It should not be taken away from them. I completely agree with that, but what I do not condone, and I don't think any of you guys condone it either, is a young person having possession of an illegal firearm and using it against other people. So my reasoning for some of these things is, one, we have to deal with the proper storage of a firearm. I think all of us would agree to that. That is very important. But we also have to make sure that some of these young folks do not have access.